Hello and welcome. This is Lori Mitchell and you're listening to Speed Manifesting This Week. Thanks for joining in. Nice to have you here. And today we'll be talking about how to get through that gap, through the space where you are just waiting. You've decided what you wanted. You're clear on it. You have got into the receiving mode by taking action and being appreciative of what you have now as well as what's about to come. You don't always know how it's going to work itself out. And so there's a point in your manifesting where focusing on the end result does not serve you anymore. It doesn't serve you because it's the waiting game right now. And that's kind of the audio blog for today. When you decide what you want and then you start to notice that you're still not there yet, that's where you put yourself in a position away from what you do want and start to slow things down at a point. So it is important to know what your outcome is, know what the end result is that you want in terms of the feeling. And sometimes that looks like something to us. Sometimes we have five senses that can tell us when we arrive in our imagination, and sometimes we just know. At the same time, we have got to let go and be in a space of quiet. So I want you to understand the difference between having to get things going by getting clear on what you want and then letting go, and when that is. You'll know when it is because you will have done what you need to do. And then you will start to notice that you're not there yet. And it may come very quickly after making that decision, or it may be that you've been at it for a while and you're getting impatient. I know certainly that's why I wrote Speed Manifesting. That's why I looked for the method, because patience is something that is growing within me, that is a skill that I'm actually having to learn. At the same time, this is a very special, special space. The waiting space is a very special space because if you can enjoy it, then you will get better at being in it and moving through it very quickly. It's a gift. It's a real gift for people who are trying to do, for people who are so full of their mind and living in their mind that they don't feel comfortable waiting in nothingness, in inaction is what it looks like. But there's a place where in our manifesting, in order to allow and receive, we do have to let go. We have to let go, as in give over. Sometimes it feels like giving up if we've lost our faith or there's a little bit of time lag. So just be aware of that. And it's the perfect time to do some basics like meditation, walking on the beach or in the forest, learning how to process the energy in our bodies that we call emotion, learning how to let them out of our body, being the observer, just watching others, watching yourself, watching how things play themselves out. It's all absolutely valid in the waiting space. It doesn't mean that by letting go that you're slowing it down. It means that you can feel it. When you start to feel the lack, there's no point in focusing on that. There's no point in living in that. The moment you're in that gap of it's not here yet, it's not here yet, where is it, it's not here yet, it should be here, why is it not happening faster? You are in that gap and you need to just be still and do nothing, because you will notice when the time will come for you to then choose and take action of receiving. It's like the final step. But sometimes the waiting space feels like the 11th hour. You've done everything and it looks like everything's just not going to work out. And yet, it's the 11th hour. It's the last hour of the manifesting for you, and you just need to be still. And sometimes it's great to just celebrate. If you can celebrate, it's a way of thanking in advance. And the celebration doesn't necessarily have to be about the end result. It can just be go celebrate something, anything. In appreciation, you are connecting to the universe. In appreciation, you are hooking into the flow of life that is the most powerful source. Appreciation and feeling appreciation means that you're plugged in. There is only one vibration, one collection of vibrations, but it feels like one. There's only one polarity when you're in appreciation. You can't feel upset when you are in appreciation. You can't feel lack when you are in appreciation. You can't feel impatience when you are in appreciation. So even if you can reach for appreciation instead of just holding the space, that's enough. It's enough. The work that I do is teaching people who are full of mind how to use that beautiful tool, the mind, and use reason and dance with logic and then bring it back to the way life really works. So it's taking that human being design and turning it into the more powerful, bigger source of designing and creating and then accepting and receiving and going along with that. So the audio blog for me this week has been about receiving. Definitely it's been about receiving and allowing. It doesn't look like all the answers are here, but I got the help that I've been asking for. And I'm getting more and more help, but like support and around the household, I mean, in terms of family and support and chores and everything while my husband's away for 5 months and while I'm doing everything I love doing around my work and still taking care of the family. And you know what? Having the help come into my life and accepting it is so beautiful because things are happening, things are moving, even though I really don't know all the answers about how this is going to play itself out, how it's going to work itself out. But I'm okay about that because the waiting space for me is a very busy space in terms of the people around me and what I'm doing. It's okay. But the waiting space is that very emotional space of I know what I want. I know what the end result is that I think I need at this point, and yet I still play with it and dance with it. I still say, just go with this, knowing the qualities and characteristics that I choose to experience from here on out. And I'm just asking that. I'm asking for the qualities and characteristics of ease and grace, peace and prosperity, health and vitality, fun and laughter. And anything else that isn't that is not part of what I need in my life right now. It's just not part of it. And yet sometimes it shows up. So I pull back and I become the observer when there's still challenges going through that. But the thing about choosing what you want and deciding what you want and being really clear that it's not that you think it'll make you happy, it's that you're clear that this is what you want. You've done the work, you've done the exercises, you've done the soul searching, you've done the writing and the sketching and the mind mapping and anything else you need to do and the testing out the dream in some sort of small way to see. Because some people, they think they want ease and grace or peace, and then they get bored, really, really bored when they get that day after day. And then they find that they have to come back in the world and do something else. So really try things out and then see. Maybe you just want to have an intention that is for, say, 3 months and have it be that rather than the qualities and characteristics that are, you know, for the rest of your life. Maybe it's that it's okay to set a time frame of receiving whatever it is that you want and at the same time playing with it and noticing maybe that you can expand in a particular area by experiencing that for a while. Maybe it's your recharge that you need right now. We're living in crazy times right now. You know, we are all living in a world of of contrasts, of people who are still doing the same thing that they've always done, chasing the career, making money the most important thing because they think that that will make themselves happy and that will make others around them happy. And yet, the other half of the contrast is waking up to that we live on a slave planet and that freedom is still in a big paddock. The freest that we can get is living in a big, very, very big paddock rather than living with chains. So at the same time, the awareness is asking for more, and it might be asking for true freedom, that's still playing itself out. So we have people living side by side who some get it, some see the bigger picture of how the spirit wants to be free as well as the moving around in life, the freedom, the liberty. And yet there are others that are just quite happy to chase after the carrot that is directly in front of them. So it's not an important choice to make one way or the other. It's the noticing of where you are, and I suspect that you'll be one of the people that are awakening if you're listening to this. And at the same time, the reality of this world is you absolutely need money. It is a byproduct of whatever you're doing anyway, when you are in the world. And as far as the owners of this planet go, if you're not producing, then you are surplus. You're excess. You're not welcome on this planet if you're not producing. And so at that perspective of knowing this 2012 waiting space, knowing that we're at a tipping point of and a pivot point of humanity, of being able to look back over the last several thousand years and see history all connected globally for the first time in a very, very long time and living in written history and be able to understand the folly of some of the leadership perspectives, suddenly the waiting space becomes meaningful and important and very weighty on our shoulders. But we don't have to carry it all ourselves. And if we take our focus away from having to fix the planet and just have it be that you are doing your part and that this is the waiting space for even the bigger picture, and it's okay. Do your part. Do what feels good. Hook into appreciation. No matter what, the world as we know it now, but not the globe, not the planet, but rather the world that has been set up for us is changing. The structure of the world that we know it, the civilization that we know it, is changing because the financial structures are changing and the commerce structures are changing and the power base is changing from the few to the many because they realize that they are the producers and that they are the ones that are choosing where the money flows, if there is consciousness there. And so because of that, we don't know exactly how this is going to be. But at the same time, if you were looking at it from a perspective of the this ship that we're riding on is not going to take us any further. It really isn't. And we know it. In awareness, we know it. And the waiting space is, what are you going to do about it? The waiting space is, you've decided what you want. More freedom, more peace, more love, more joy, more satisfaction. You know that that's what life's about now. And you've got to live in the world. We're all on this ship together. And the ship was not built by us, but we're still on it. Now, some people will jump in some lifeboats and off they go. Some people will stand while that ship is going down and play the most beautiful music that they have ever played. Some people will hug and love each other. You have to understand your place in this waiting space is critical. It's very important right now to find your own space and as many moments in each day as possible, find some joy. It's just moments. It will change the whole structure of the world, and it will happen pretty quickly and very smoothly if more and more of us could just find our joy. Because as we're finding our joy, as we're walking on the beach or walking in the forest or smelling the beautiful smells of the sea, as we're having more fun with friends, as we're laughing and finding that joy within us, we're opening up and expanding not just our mind, but a mind that is connected, a group mind, a third mind, that will find an easier way to move out of this and into something that expands into more freedom. And that's how I see it, that we have got to be happy. We've got to be happy in as many moments during the day as possible and treat each day on its own. Turn the page on yesterday and practice this. Wake up. Every day is a new day. Practice this. And then throughout that day, find as many moments as you can of joy and bliss. And work on not polluting those with sadness of that you don't have it all the time like this, or that the grief of a loss of something else. Stay with the moment. Make the moment more pure in just being in that moment and just collect them throughout the day. Don't make it a should. You should always feel like this, that people shouldn't stop you from feeling this way in that moment. Claim your joy. Claim your own joy. Moment and another moment and maybe one more moment. And if you have three during the day, three 20-second intervals of joy, you're doing really well. And if you're building it. So the point is to practice this. The point is to turn your thoughts to your heart and connect to your joy. Turn your thoughts away from the fears and worry about what's going to happen in your life, in the world, with your children's lives, with anything. Because those thoughts will happen anyway, but you get to, in between those, claim the joy. So all living systems have a breathing in and a breathing out. The circulation system of your beautiful body has a flow in and a flow out in the center. Everything is a pulse. And so you get to choose your joy inside of whether it's grief or loss or sadness or any of those emotions, and be in a space that you say whatever it is. The waiting space, as the observer, is very peaceful. It's very peaceful. And you have to let go of that you should always feel that way. When it comes time to move into the world and do what needs to be done. And at the same time, don't pollute it with grief and sadness while you're in it. Look, I know it's tough. I know how to create, and I see so much about the dismantling of the systems of the world, and it needs to be. And I have to tell you that there are signs that I've watched for. And I've said to myself, when this happens, I'll know it's a good sign. And it's things like I was driving by McDonald's the other day, and the big red M sign outside was rusty and the paint was falling off. They're having a hard time financially, I think. I'm not sure. But that's what it looks like to me. And I just went, yay. Not that I want anyone to have a hard time, but that there are some systems in the world that need to change. And we are changing it by our awareness. So the waiting space is fine, even if you notice that things are starting to break down. They must break down and go into chaos before they then reorganize for growth. It is every organic system in life. That's how it works. It goes breakdown, chaos, reorganization, growth. That is the process of growth. It's the process of evolution. So just hang in there, and even in your own life, make sure that that you're choosing more joy. Make sure that when you're making your decisions, the little step decisions, that they're facing in the direction of your intention, of your outcome, without you constantly looking there and saying, where is it? It's not here yet. Why is it not happening yet? Look for the small signs so that you can just step back and let go, that you don't have to do this. You've already made it clear what you want, and now you're just living it out. Okay, what you want is more freedom. I hear it. I feel it. It's ringing through all of us. What you want is more freedom. What you've realized is that you're not free, not in the current structure, that there are so many limitations on that, that what you thought was freedom is not liberty. It's not having full expression for life. And I do believe that the founding fathers of the United States did get it right, that the pursuit of happiness should be an inalienable right of humanity. That just because we are self-sufficient doesn't mean that we're a drag on the system. That if there were structures available to us to be able to live as we choose, feed ourselves, feed our families, have our own housing, have our own transport and communications now, and be connected, and then find our own gifts and talents within that as we find our own joy, we would shift into another species. We would be free to be something greater, something more than collectively we've been for millennia. Millennia. We would get to play and be creative and be productive in a way that is natural to us, that isn't hard, that is allowing others to do the same. It's huge. And we are in the waiting space. We just have to be quiet, do more meditation, find our own breath, find our own stillness. There are times for flow, and there are times for stillness. And maybe, just maybe, being comfortable with the stillness, being comfortable with being the observer, and letting go of the end result in this space, processing and releasing the emotions that need to be released, and being in your own joy, maybe that's what this is all about. Maybe we're practicing it in our own life so that we can practice it reverberating out for all of humanity. This is a time of possibilities. And possibilities are very exciting times. We just don't know the linear solution to it. We don't know where it's going necessarily. And that's kind of freaky. That's not what we're used to being programmed and raised in a linear world, in a world that you build on a foundation of whatever it is. This is something different. This is the waiting space. But have it be okay. Have it be your time to just be. And you may notice that other people around you watch you and observe you in stunned exasperation or silence and wishing that they could have that kind of peace. Wouldn't you like to be that peace for others? Once you find it for yourself, wouldn't you like to be more and more peace, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what you see as what you want, where you are, and where you aren't? Wouldn't you like to just let go of all that judgment about the receiving and when? That's the paradox of speed manifesting, that you have got to let go. There is a point where you have absolutely got to let go of when, got to let go of it should be now, where is it? You've done all the work. You've got to let go and just be in the now with unattachment to what is not, and be in the joy and the peace of now, the eternity of now. And then no matter what happens, it's okay. It's okay, you found your heart again. You found your heart. You haven't got it all closed up and hidden from you, I mean. Not from others for protection, but see, from you. So it's okay. You found your heart because it feels like peace and joy. And then you can just do whatever you need to do, whatever you're called to do in the next moment. But, you know, that moment, 2 moments ago, you got it. And it's okay. Find a few of those during the day, then find a few more and make them a little bit longer. And do what you have to do, but keep coming home. Keep coming back to your heart, that joy, that peace. Keep watching and observing yourself and others. And allow the waiting space to be something that is not only useful, but peaceful. This is Lori Mitchell. I'm so glad that you've listened today. It's perfect timing for you. If you'd like to know more about the Speed Manifesting Method or any of my work, you can go to www.speedmanifesting.com and find out about my 7-day video course, which is completely free to learn the Speed Manifesting Method. Abundant, prosperous blessings to you. This is Lori Mitchell.